Louder Than Words, Rock, Power, and Politics is now on display at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. It focuses on rock music and its influences on civil rights, war, gender equality, and freedom of speech.
The really great thing about seeing some of those times when you had the FBI, perhaps, you know, investigating Elvis, and they had files on Lennon and even Whitney Houston, you really start to see that the government a lot of times, you know, saw this as a threat.
That's Karen Herman, Vice President of Curatorial Affairs at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She tells us how rock music challenges assumptions and beliefs and often encourages action.
The thing about rock and roll is that it is a rebellious art form. It always has been. It always will be. And what you saw in the earlier years, when we start this exhibit in the Eisenhower period, so you've got Elvis and those guys, but what you see is a lot of coded language. You know, people are, it's, you know, the songs, you know, they're talking about things, but they aren't really talking about it. And then as you go through the exhibit, as you go through the musical history, you start to really see people becoming much more blatant in what they're saying.
As curator preparing the exhibition, she shared with us President Ford's interaction with musicians of his era.
Did he know Peter Frampton? But no, his son knew Peter, and that's how that relationship started. But it also was a way for the PR people and everyone to say, hey, look, Gerald Ford is cool because he's hanging out with Peter Frampton. And it helped them on the other side open roads to the younger generations.
Louder Than Words, Rock, Power, and Politics is open now through February 11th at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. Patrick Center, WGVU News.